This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Oh boy, do we have a good show for you today. And those new listeners that we might have because they heard Consumer Magazine do a little mini interview with me yesterday already know we're going to talk about something a bit shocking and a bit controversial. Anyway, welcome to the new listeners. If we did happen to strike a chord and have you all aboard. The whole issue of immunizations and autism and should you or should you not immunize your child, well, we're going to make that conversation a lot more interesting because we're going to talk about also adult immunizations, vaccinations such as the flu shots and shots now that they want you to have for all kinds of things, shingles and pneumonia and meningitis and measles, who knows what will be next, and what that effect might have, not so much on the target disease, but what might be the effect on your brain. And we have an extremely well-qualified person to be with us. You know when they say, Yeah, it isn't rocket science, or the alternative, well, it isn't brain surgery. That's because they are implying that brain surgery takes a lot of skill, takes really smart people, and that's kind of what we have with us today, is we have a brain surgeon. His name is Dr. Russell Blaylock. He was on the show before. We had a great time. We talked about one of his books about excitotoxins. He's a board-certified neurosurgeon. He's an author and a lecturer. And, boy, he is after overturning myths and educating us about what we need to know to protect ourselves. His other books are Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life and Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Joins us today by phone. Good morning, Dr. Blaylock.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Mom. Glad to be with you and discuss this important subject.
Well, indeed it is. And I want to say right up front that our goal is to have people be in a position to make informed decisions. And what they're going to hear from their doctor, from their pharmacist on the corner who has somebody visiting making flu shots, from the companies, from TV, everywhere, they're going to get the other side of the message, which is you must have these immunizations. When we come back, I want to build a case starting by introducing the cast of characters involved. What are some of the things going on in the brain? What are some of the chemicals that affect the brain? Then we'll talk about inflammation. Then we'll circle back and talk about the effect immunization has on all those things and why a flu shot would have anything at all to do with your brain. You are going to be shocked. Please stay tuned. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Blaylock. He's a medical doctor, board-certified neurosurgeon, and author. And this is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. We'll be back in just a little short break. See you then. Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores nationwide, or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, get it today.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins, the producer of the Healthy by Nature show with Marty Whittakin. Sponsors like Real Food Grocery keep us on the air and provide you with tremendous products. Gail Pruitt from Real Food Grocery is here with me today. Gail, some of our listeners may not have a health food store in their neighborhood.
Well, never fear. Real Food Grocery is here.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Andy. We carry all the products that are advertised on Marty's show. We will even tell stores how to carry them. We have great products like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus and all products from the Essential Formulas. The best colostrum products from Percoba, MacNut Oil, it's healthful and delicious. And some products from Kyolic, Jarro, FlexNow, and Nordic Naturals, too.
Thank you, Gail. Folks can see all the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536 or at realfoodgrocery.com.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
And we're back with Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, neurosurgeon and author. You can go to his website, and I really recommend it if there's a way that you can do that. Go to the library if you have to. Russell Blaylock. Russell has two L's. Blaylock is BlaylockMD.com. And there you can see descriptions of his books as well as DVDs. And there's a fair amount of really good information on the site that you can just download. I was very impressed. Dr. Blaylock, let's start with depression because all of these neurodegenerative diseases are dramatically on the rise. And before we connect the dots of what those causes might be, just tell us a bit about depression in the United States, and particularly as it affects our seniors. What are some of the other effects of depression besides the fact that you just don't feel very happy? Please tell us about that.
Well, depression is a growing problem in the United States, in the United Kingdom, and most of the Western world. We're seeing a tremendous rise in depression, but particularly in the United States. And the group that's most affected is the elderly. We're seeing increased suicide rates in the elderly. And for a long time, we thought, well, there's certain neurochemical abnormalities in the brain, and they sort of targeted primarily serotonin in the brain as the cause, and a whole group of drugs were developed to increase the serotonin level in the brain of depressed people to try to help them out. Well, depression is almost always associated with anxiety, or very frequently, so the two tend to go together. But people just lose interest in everyday things, the family, they don't want to be bothered, they want to be left alone, the world looks bleak and dark, and they really don't have any interest in the things that they used to be quite interested in.
And it probably affects their eating because they,
right,
don't get excited about food preparation, which would interfere with their nutrition. It sounds like
a very, very common problem is that when people become depressed, they no longer want to eat. They skip meals. They eat very small meals. They tend to eat food that's not very nutritious, as you say, and of course this compounds the problem. Well, for all these years, we assumed that this was just something that was genetic or something that was due to some neurochemical abnormality in the brain, and really was not a fixed cause for this, but our thinking about depression, anxiety has really changed rather dramatically. Some sophisticated studies have found that, in fact, almost all of these depressed people have very high levels of inflammation in their body. When they measure things like C-reactive protein, which tells you that your body has inflammation as an ongoing process, they find that depressed people have a lot higher levels of these inflammatory chemicals in their body and their brain than everyone else, and that there seems to be a good correlation between the difficulty in treating the depression and the level of inflammation. And when they looked back at the tranquilizing drugs that did seem to work, they found to their surprise that many of these drugs are anti-inflammatory. and that their main action may be that they're reducing inflammation rather than correcting these neurochemicals directly.
Well, that certainly opens up a whole new line of investigation and discussion for us. And a couple other things on depression, reading some of what you've written, that we're talking not about a small number of people, probably 6 million elderly that may be in a depressive state, and that with them the depression lasts longer, it's more severe. The one thing that kind of was a light bulb going off for me was brain shrinkage that in the hippocampus that involves memory, that's connected with depression. What is that connection? Is it just they occur together and maybe both caused by the same thing?
Well, it's all caused by the same mechanism, and this is what they discovered, is that people who had major depressive illness had shrinkage of this hippocampus. Well, the hippocampus is the part of the brain that has to do with developing ongoing memories, what we call working memory. Some people call it scratch pad memory, where we remember little things every day, remember what we ate, who we talked to, phone numbers, things that help us function throughout the day. That memory is generated in this hippocampus. So it's an extremely important part of the brain, and it's very sensitive to a lot of toxins and damage and nutritional deficiencies. So we found that if these cells start dying in the hippocampus, if this depression lasts too long and is too intense, that in fact the memory starts to fade even before there's signs of the shrinkage of the hippocampus. So a lot of the connections are starting to disappear, which you would not see actual shrinkage, even very early. Now, when you treat it and you recover from the depression, the memory improves as well, and so things start to return back to normal. So it's not irreversible in most cases.
That's probably the most important message we can get out there to folks, is that a lot of what has gone wrong can be reversed. We don't have to just say, oh my, and turn ourselves over to crisis medicine. So
right.
That's what I'm hoping that we can have you help us with. Okay, so growing evidence that these depressive problems are from chronic brain inflammation, and that these folks have higher inflammation all over their body. Inflammation, we know, we talk about it frequently on the show, linked to cancer, arthritis, fatigue, sleep problems, all kinds of different things. Give us some general thoughts on what people do that increase inflammation, what they could be doing to decrease inflammation.
Well, we know, it's pretty well accepted now, that as you begin to age, your body becomes progressively more inflamed, and the older you get, the more inflamed you are generally, including the brain. And that when we look at people who have neurodegenerative brain disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, they have extremely high inflammatory rates in their body and in their brain. So as they reach into their late 70s, early 80s, and the brain just intensely inflamed. And that's why the incidence of Alzheimer's jumps from about 5 or 6% at age 70 to almost 50% once you reach 80, 85 years of age, because the inflammation increases so dramatically. Now, hello?
Just hang on there. Are you back?
Me?
Yeah, we're okay. Okay. I don't know. A little quirk in the system. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. A lot of that inflammation is dietary. And what we've looked at is that the American diet, the typical American diet, is we're eating an enormous amount of what we call omega-6 fats. That's the vegetable oils, things like corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, soybean oil. All these oils are intensely inflammatory, and that's because they react through their carcinoid prostaglandin process, and that inflames the brain, inflames the body. So a lot of it is due to the fact we're consuming just massive amounts of these inflammation-producing oils, and we're not consuming enough of the omega-3 oils. Now, omega-3 oils reduce inflammation.
We did an interview very recently with Robert Brown. He's the author of a book called Omega 6, The Devil's Fat, and he has pulled together a lot of that research, and it was indeed fascinating. Also, sugar is another thing that is on that list of things that cause inflammation, and boy, our diet is loaded.
Yes, and the high fructose corn syrup, of course, is the worst of all the sugars. It dramatically increases what we call AGEs, advanced glycation end products, and these are reactive sugar molecules inside of the brain and the cells of the body that trigger intense free radical generation, which is part of inflammation. So when you're consuming a lot of the processed sugars, particularly the high fructose corn syrup, you're really accelerating your inflammation and free radical generation in your body, and that aggravates what the oils are doing. So the oils and the sugar together in high contents, which Americans consume massive amounts of, are producing an intense inflammatory reaction in the body and the brain, and this aggravates the depression.
We, on the other side of this short break, we'll talk about some other things that cause inflammation, and some of them easy enough to just say, oh, no, not going to do that anymore. So please stay with us. We're talking with Russell Blaylock, M.D., he's a neurosurgeon and author. We're going to talk about immunizations later in the hour. I'm Marty Wittekin.
We all know that as our bodies age, all too often they heal more slowly and can even become frail. That loss of structural integrity happens in part because the body may lack certain nutrients needed to repair cartilage and protein fibers, such as those in muscles. One crucial repair element is silicon. Unfortunately, as we grow older, we may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from foods. But now, thanks to an advanced product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get what you need. Jarosil provides the silicon you need to support bone health, as well as to strengthen and beautify your hair, skin, and nails. The silicon in Jarosil is an especially biologically active form and is more effective because the liquid formula also includes the synergistic minerals boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at your local health food store, or for more information, go to www.jaro.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in silicon supplements.
Macnut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Macnut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Macnut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal and stir fry. Macnut also makes a great salad dressing. Use Macnut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only Macnut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for Macnut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Hi there, Andy Hopkins here, producer of the Healthy by Nature show. I'm with Gail, president of our valued sponsor, Real Food Grocery. Gail, there is a supplement that you told me about that every guy over 30 years old should be taking. What is that?
It's Sol Palmetto by Jaro Formulas, Andy. Recent studies show that Sol Palmetto inhibits the process that leads to enlarged prostate. Most people have seen commercials for a couple of pharmaceutical drugs that deal with this enlarged prostate. Sol Palmetto has been shown to be at least as effective as those drugs, and it is natural. I'd like to tell our female listeners, if you are disturbed by your husband's middle-of-the-night trips to the bathroom, you may want to order Jaro's Formula Sol Palmetto. It's a little helpful present for your man.
Thanks, Gail. Folks can see all of the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Toll-free 877-673-2536.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
And we're back with Russell Blaylock, MD. His website by that name, Russell with two L's, Blaylock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, MD.com. Go there and look under the audiovisual. There are a number of interesting-looking DVDs and CDs. One of them is The Truth About Aspartame. I think that would be of interest. It's relevant to our talk today and also of interest to a lot of our listeners that are always wondering about the effects of these artificial sweeteners. When we went to the break, Dr. Blaylock, we were talking about the inflammation, its relationship to free radicals, the oxidants, and I'm sure that our listeners were thinking, well, do antioxidants help with that? So let me ask that question on their behalf.
I would just say that to get the DVDs and things, you need to go to www.atavistic, that's atavistik.com. They carry the CDs and the DVDs and the book on vaccines. It's important. Anytime you have inflammation, what that triggers is enormous free radical generation. And that's one of the reasons why it's so harmful to the body. Now we're finding that a great number of diseases, chronic diseases, are actually inflammatory diseases, and this high level of free radical generation plays a part. Now, we know when you take antioxidants, what we call the whole system of antioxidants, they reduce inflammation and the damaging effect of inflammation, because they're taking out one of the major ways that inflammation damages your body, and that's free radical generation and lipid peroxidation.
But it makes no sense to do that and not get the omega-6 fats and the sugar out of your diet. You need to do both just to cope with modern environment that we're in. These inflammatory substances that are created in the body make us, you point out, more vulnerable to pesticides. How does that work?
Actually, inflammation increases the toxicity of a great number of toxins. Like, it significantly elevates the toxicity of mercury and lead and aluminum, as well as pesticides and herbicides. But studies have been done, for instance, to see if you vaccinate an animal, will it become more sensitive to the toxic effects of pesticides that cause Parkinson's disease, for instance. One of the very commonly used pesticides called rotenone is now recognized as a major cause of Parkinson's disease. So what they did, they took animals and they used doses of rotenone so low that it wouldn't produce the Parkinson's. And then they compared them to animals in which you use that same very low dose, but you vaccinated them first. And they found that if you vaccinated them, that extremely low dose suddenly was enough to produce full-blown Parkinson's disease. So there is a connection between overstimulating the immune system and increasing the toxicity of commonly found environmental toxins. That's bad news, because almost everybody in the world's exposed to the same levels of these pesticides and herbicides, and if you use them around your house, you're exposed to extremely high levels of it. And if you're going and getting a flu shot or the meningitis shot or the pneumococcal vaccine, you're greatly increasing your sensitivity to these toxins. So in essence, you're significantly increasing your risk of developing Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's or some of the other degenerative brain disorders. If you have multiple sclerosis, it's going to greatly aggravate it. This has all been proven very carefully in the scientific literature from laboratories all over the world. So it's something that's very well known in neuroscience. The problem is most physicians don't read neuroscience journals, and they're not aware of this research.
And for some reason, the companies that make the vaccines aren't working to call their attention to that. Let's talk for a moment about the immune cells in the brain. I think it's time we understood what a microglia is, what's going on that causes these long-term effects?
Well, the microglia cell is the brain's specialized immune cell. It's the cell that it uses to protect itself. Normally, these cells are scattered all through the brain. They're not evenly distributed, but they're all through the brain, and they're in a resting state, what we call ramified state. And in that resting state, they're secreting compounds that nurture the brain and protect it. But if the brain gets the signal that it's been damaged or that there's a foreign invader like a virus or a bacteria, these microglia very quickly activate. They start moving around. They secrete some very toxic compounds. Now, under the normal conditions, say you're exposed to a bacteria or a virus, that attack happens very intensely, very quickly, and then it shuts itself off because you don't want to damage the brain irretrievably. And during that period, all of us know what this is like, you feel sick. It's hard to think. You're in a depressed state. You lose interest in food. You just want to be left alone until you get well, and then suddenly you start feeling good again.
Yeah, it's like a veil is lifted or a switch. You're like, I remember that me, that version of me that doesn't feel that bad.
Well, you see, we call that the sickness behavior. And what scientists, that's how they linked it to depression. They found out, well, there's certain symptoms during sickness that very closely resemble major depression. And that in some instances you'll have a prolonged viral infection, and that depression will last a long time, and it's exactly like major depression. Well, it's producing the same microglial reaction in the brain that produces depression. But this cell is a very important cell. Now, sometimes the cell gets stuck in this inflammatory activated state, and when it does, it starts destroying brain connections, synapses, dendrites, and then eventually the cells start dying, and that's why this hippocampus starts shrinking with depression. Is because these microglia are secreting these toxic chemicals that destroy these cells. So chronic, unrelieved activation of these cells is a very bad thing. And a lot of things do that. For instance, mercury does that. Mercury will activate these microglia in extremely low concentration. Well, that was the danger of using mercury in vaccines. This was very well demonstrated in the neuroscience scientific literature, but totally ignored by the makers of the vaccine, the public health officials, despite this well-demonstrated effect of even tiny doses of mercury. Well, babies were receiving massive doses of mercury, over 100 times the EPA safety dose for a full-grown adult. Well, now we're injecting adults with a lot of mercury from all these flu vaccines. They contain mercury. And that's doing the same thing.
You point out that that activation reaction and the sickness behavior that goes with it lasts in elderly people a lot longer. It's stronger and more prolonged. So we only have a minute here before the break. When we come back, I want to talk about these adult vaccinations and their effect not only on that, but also we'll talk some about glutamate, where we come by that, what effect it has on activation of these cells, and we'll see if we can get a recommendation about what people should do, because I know already we've got some folks that are concerned because their doctor said they should have a flu shot, and we were trained to follow doctor's orders. And remember, it's your attorney gives you suggestions, your doctor gives you orders. Maybe there's something wrong with that. Maybe we have to learn more and be informed consumers. Dr. Russell Blaylock is here to help us accomplish that. He's a neurosurgeon and author, and he'll be back after these words from our sponsors. So please stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittick, and we need you to stay with us. Tell your friends.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536. Lily of the Desert is the number one selling aloe juice and gels in natural product stores. It's the only clinically tested brand on the market. Those tests confirm that Lily whole leaf juice improves your immune support by over 16% by increasing your white blood cell count. Also, it improves antioxidant support by over 11% and reduces toxicity levels by 40%. No other brand can make those claims. The most recent test showed that taking Lily aloe juice along with vitamin C as opposed to water improved the absorption rate by up to 20 times in the first hour. With Lily, you know you're getting the full range of benefits that aloe provides. Now, all Lily products contain AloSorb, a polysaccharide-rich delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe are absorbed into your body at the maximum level. Our motto has always been, retain the quality that nature created. With Lily brands, you can be assured you're getting the best aloe on the market. With prescription drugs, you can expect side effects. By contrast, natural remedies people often experience fringe benefits. For example, they take colostrum to improve immune function and their allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. In the same way that nature's colostrum helps infants build their digestion, nervous systems, and organs, when supplemented to adults, it helps improve their health and vitality in many different ways. Because Percoba colostrum also improves mineral absorption and greatly boosts the body's detoxifying enzymes, it should be a part of your program every day, not just when you're ill. Why Percoba? Because Percoba is 1.5 times more potent than the next brand and retains its natural balance. In fact, Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance. Percoba is also backed by the most research. You or your favorite store can buy Percoba by visiting Percoba.com, that's P-E-R-C-O-B-A.com, or call toll-free 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittaker.
We are trying to figure out today some ways that we can prevent depression, brain shrinkage, and dementia. Our guide is Russell Blaylock, MD, neurosurgeon and author of Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. He has a number of CDs, DVDs, and other media that you can take advantage of. He would like you to go to Atavistic, A-T-A-V-I-S-T-I-K. You can also link to that going through RussellBlaylockMD.com. Dr. Blaylock, what's in vaccinations? I think that's kind of just sort of a mysterious thing to us. We know there's something in there that's supposed to keep us from getting whatever that target disease is. You pointed out that you put mercury in there. Why did they do that? What else is in there? And why should we be concerned about those various components, including the whatever the disease messenger is?
Yeah, the whole idea of vaccination was based on the idea if you take a virus, for instance, like smallpox, and you heat the virus and kill it, and then you inject it in someone, they'll develop antibodies to the the virus, and then they'll be protected as if they had contracted smallpox and survived.
Their immune system now has a memory of that and saying, right. Oh, when I see that again, I'm going after it.
Right.
Okay.
That's the theory. Now, what they do is they want to really boost the immune system to very high levels so that you'll react to that small amount of virus that's injected. Sometimes they'll use a live virus. And in that case, what they'll do, for instance, with measles, they pass the measles through various cultures, and it becomes less likely to cause measles itself. And we call that an attenuated virus. In other words, it loses its ability to produce the disease. And theoretically, you inject that virus, you'll develop antibodies to it, and that'll protect you against the pathogenic measles.
The theory sounds good.
So the theory sounds good. Now, we've done a tremendous amount of research since that time, particularly in the last 10 to 20 years, that indicates, well, there's some major dangers here. Now, the number one is the adjuvants, the things that they use to boost the immune system. It also activates these microglia cells in the brain, and it can do so for very long periods of time, years, possibly decades. So that the brain's immune system gets stuck in this overactive state, and that starts destroying brain connections, producing a state of chronic brain inflammation, which increases your risk of all of these neurodegenerative diseases. It increases your risk to toxicity to pesticides, herbicides that we talked about. So it can unleash some very dangerous things, including depression and suicide risk. We do this in experimental studies in animals of a lot of different species, including primates, monkeys. So this is a very well-demonstrated mechanism. Now, they keep trying to boost the immune system even higher, so they put more powerful adjuvants in there. Well, mercury is one of the adjuvants. It was originally added to the vaccine to sterilize it so that they wouldn't get infections where they injected the vaccine. Studies have shown that actually it's a very poor antiseptic, so it really doesn't accomplish the goal that it was supposed to, but it is absorbed into the body, absorbed into the brain, and stored for a lifetime. The injected mercury stays there forever. And it accumulates. Every time you get a flu shot, you're getting another dose of mercury, another dose of mercury, and it accumulates in the brain till it reaches very significant levels.
But they would have us believe they aren't putting that in there anymore. Are they kidding us, or have they substituted something worse,
well,
as often happens?
They claim that they're gradually removing it, but people are still getting the full dose of mercury injection, including babies. Because the new recommendation is that babies 6 months to 23 months should get a flu shot, then children every year should be getting flu shots. So you're injecting very small children with the mercury every year. You're injecting adults with the mercury every year. And so, you know, we're producing some significant accumulations of this very powerful brain toxin. Plus the other things that are added to the vaccine, particularly aluminum. Aluminum is absorbed into the brain, and it is known to be associated with Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, all these degenerative brain disorders, and it very powerfully activates the microglia as well. So being stored in the brain is the source of continuous activation of these cells.
Let's, for just a second, in case people joined us late, go back to the activation, reactivation, that when we get sick, these brain immune cells, the microglia, get activated, do their job, calm down, go back to a resting state, the brain repairs itself, and that's the normal process. But when they get reactivated too strongly, or they get reactivated and kind of stay in overdrive, that's when all the trouble starts. Is that
exactly
a good summary? Okay.
Exactly. And, you know, what we found experimentally is if you take an animal and you give them a vaccine, the microglia will go from this resting state to what we call a primed state. That is, it's sort of ready to go into overdrive, but it's not quite in overdrive. Then you give the second vaccine within, say, a month or 2 months, that primed microglia suddenly goes into extreme overdrive. So it's producing all of these toxic chemicals at a level infinitely higher than it would normally. Each time you do that, you get a more intense reaction. Well, if you look at the vaccine schedule for children, for instance, they want the pregnant woman to get a flu shot. That exposes the baby to this immune activity. At birth, is supposed to get a hepatitis B shot. Well, there's that second shot after the priming. Then at 2 months, they get 6 vaccines. So that's 6 doses of powerful immune adjuvant all at once. And so these cells are already in a hyperactive state. Then they're just intensely activated.
And you point out that there are other things that activate it, the toxins,
sure,
blows to the head, so on. There are other ways they can stir it up.
Infections, if they get a
sure
cold, if they get an ear infection, that adds to it even more. So every 2 months for the first 2 years of this child's life, they're getting massive numbers of vaccines. At 2 months, it's 6 vaccines. 4 months, it's 5. 6 months, it's 7. At 1 year, it's 6. So they're getting a large number of vaccines all at one time. Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics are telling their pediatrician members, oh, that's perfectly safe. Well, that's not what the neuroscience says. The neuroscience says, no, that's very hazardous. You're damaging that child's brain and producing neurological disease, and when they get older, when they reach 40 years old, they're going to have a high incidence of developing some severe neurological disease.
We have to take a break, and we'll pick up that thought at that point when we return to Healthy by Nature with Russell Blaylock, M.D. My name is Marty Whittakin. This is Healthy by Nature. Please stay tuned.
We all know that as our bodies age, all too often they heal more slowly and can even become frail. That loss of structural integrity happens in part because the body may lack certain nutrients needed to repair cartilage and protein fibers, such as those in muscles. One crucial repair element is silicon. Unfortunately, as we grow older, we may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from foods. But now, thanks to an advanced product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get what you need. Jarosil provides the silicon you need to support bone health, as well as to strengthen and beautify your hair, skin, and nails. The silicon in Jarosil is an especially biologically active form and is more effective because the liquid formula also includes the synergistic minerals boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at your local health food store, or for more information, go to www.jaro.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in silicon supplements.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins here with Real Food Groceries President Gail Pruitt. Gail, you're holding 3 very colorful foil bags. What do you got there?
They're the 3 Sprout Revolution products. Flax that is sprouted then ground. There's the original, one with blueberries, and another with cranberries and goji.
Well, I know about flax. Why sprout it first?
Flax seeds are rich in omega-3 fats, fiber, and lignans. That helps the hormones balance naturally. Unfortunately, nature designs the seeds to resist digesting. So if you grind the seeds, they will spoil in a day. By sprouting the flax, you get great absorption of the nutrients, and the product is very stable.
Okay, but how's it taste?
Andy, I love all 3 varieties. They are nutty, good on salads, cereals, or whatever.
Thanks, Gail.
Learn more or order at realfoodgrocery.com. Listeners or their favorite store can order by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Our guest, Dr. Russell Blaylock. I really suggest you go to his website, Russell, with two L's, Blaylock, BLALOCKMD.com. Under information, one of the things that's under there is a very nice article about vaccines, neurodevelopment, and autism that if you're a concerned parent, will give you some more information. And then there is, under audio and video, a link to Atavisk, A-T-A-V-I-S-T-I-K, that sells the whole range of his CDs and DVDs. And we were talking before the break, Dr. Blaylock, about this overactivation of the immune cells in the brain and how I don't think people necessarily understand that your immune cells are warriors. They're out there with little flamethrowers, and that's exactly what you want when there's an enemy to attack. But if they just continually are firing off their weapon, problems happen. If they're indiscriminate, ask anyone with an autoimmune disease, they'll tell you. I do want to clarify one thing, that we're not talking here. We're talking about things like the immunization, where you're purposely injecting a disease entity of some description, and these adjuvants, which are the aluminum, the mercury, and things designed to really annoy the heck out of the immune system. That's different than supporting your immune system, nourishing it so that it's better able to do its job when you're threatened. Is that correct?
Right, because the dysfunctional immune system, that is one that's not functioning normally because of dietary and nutritional deficiencies, you're more likely to develop abnormal immune reactions, autoimmunity, et cetera. So you want to use your nutrition to keep your immune system healthy, and you don't really get that many viral infections or bacterial infections, and if you do, you get over them quickly. So the nutrition is important in making your immune system operate the way it's supposed to. The problem with the vaccines is they're just directly stimulating the immune system. If you're nutritionally deficient and you stimulate the immune system, that makes things even worse. And, you know, they did studies in Africa and among the Aborigines in Australia. When they vaccinated the children, over half of them died from the vaccine itself because they were nutritionally deficient, which demonstrated to the scientific world that you can't vaccinate malnutritious people, you'll kill them. When they gave nutritional supplements to these children and vaccinated them, they did much better, and the death rate fell tremendously. So there's a very strong correlation between nutrition keeping your immune system healthy and being able to overcome these infections. The problem with vaccination is a purely abnormal way to stimulate your immune system. Most viruses are not injected in your muscles the way vaccines are. Most viruses and bacteria come through your GI tract, where 70 to 80% of your immune cells are located.
We talk about the gut quite a bit, and my book that's probably like a week to 2 weeks away from delivery, one of the things we talk about is the increased risk to pneumonia from taking acid-blocking drugs, because your stomach is supposed to have acid there as your first line of defense. So if we do some common sense things to boost our immunity, the need for these vaccinations go down. We're starting to run lean on time here. Tell us about glutamates, where those come from, and the effect that those have on the stimulation of our brain immune cells.
Well, that's part of the reaction. When you activate these microglia cells, they not only pour out a lot of immune chemicals, but they also pour out tremendous amounts of glutamate. And the glutamate is an excitotoxin that starts destroying brain cells and brain connections. So part of a major part of this microglial damage is produced by glutamate and excitotoxicity. So you can produce the glutamate in your brain by overstimulating these cells. Well, the other source is your diet. A lot of processed foods contain large amounts of glutamate. So if you're eating that and you're having this reaction in your brain, you're really increasing the toxicity in your brain, and that's why it's important to get it out of your food and to calm down this reaction in your brain at the same time.
Well, because I knew we wouldn't have time to get into monosodium glutamate, MSG, and all of its aliases, Jim was kind enough to put something on our website on the nutrition pages. The first item, MSG aliases. MSG, by another name, is still an excitotoxin. You can go there and find out how to eliminate more of those from your diet. Before we do really run out of time, I need to ask a question. Is it clear, then, that to you, adults should not go running off to get a whole series of these shots? And is there somebody that is a good candidate? Is there any safe way to do it? We've got 1 minute before this break and then a little bit of time when we come back. I'll let you run with
that. Well, the important thing to know is if you improve your nutrition, particularly if you're elderly, your immune system improves so much that you're not likely to get infected. If you do, you're going to recover quickly. Your chances of dying from an infection are far less than if you took a vaccine. The vaccines have a low efficiency rate, probably 30-20%, because most vaccines are now going to be manufactured in China. They're going to be contaminated. They're not examined. A high percentage of vaccines are contaminated with other viruses and viral fragments and DNA, which can produce all kinds of health problems. So you do much better using nutrition to protect yourself against infection.
I will let you pick up at that point when we return to Healthy by Nature. This is Marty Whittakin. Our guest is Russell Blaylock, MD. Don't go away.
Lily of the Desert is the number one selling aloe juice and gels in natural product stores. It's the only clinically tested brand on the market. Those tests confirm that Lily whole leaf juice improves your immune support by over 16% by increasing your white blood cell count. Also, it improves antioxidant support by over 11% and reduces toxicity levels by 40%. No other brand can make those claims. The most recent tests showed that taking Lily aloe juice along with vitamin C as opposed to water improved the absorption rate by up to 20 times in the first hour. With Lily, you know you're getting the full range of benefits that aloe provides. Now, all Lily products contain AloSorb, a polysaccharide-rich delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe are absorbed into your body at the maximum level. Our motto has always been, retain the quality that nature created. With Lily brands, you can be assured you're getting the best aloe on the market.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora-balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores nationwide or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Remodel your gut today.
Mac nut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Mac nut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Mac nut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal.
grill and stir fry. MacNut also makes a great salad dressing. Use MacNut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only MacNut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for MacNut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Dr. Russell Blaylock, he's a medical doctor, neurosurgeon, author, and lecturer. His books are Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. He has some CDs and DVD-type information as well. His website for the books and information pages, Russell, with two L's, Blaylock, BLAYLOCKMD.com. And for the CDs, DVDs, the that type of media, ATAVISTIK, atavistic.com. You had just made the point, Dr. Blaylock, that if we nourish our immune systems and stop doing silly things that tear down our immunity, we are not going to be likely to get these diseases. And if we do, our immune system will fight them off and then go back to normal, and we're unlikely, even older people, unlikely to have anything grievous from it. And there are actually people who report feeling as though they have the flu when they get the shot. And you also mentioned something about some of these so-called attenuated elements that are in there, the disease elements, mutating and becoming activated later. Wrap this all up in a nice bow for us. We've got about a minute and a half left.
Well, for instance, with the measles virus, when they attenuate it and inject it, what they found is that it's stored in the body for a lifetime. They did an autopsy study on elderly and found out that 20% of the brain still contain live measles virus and 45% of other organs. And these viruses, because of the constant free radical exposure, can become fully pathogenic again and produce different diseases. For instance, measles can cause Crohn's disease, middle ear infections, all sorts of things once it changes back. They rarely tell you that. Well, a lot of these live vaccines can do that, and they're contaminated with other viruses. Something like 30 to 50% of the vaccines were found to be contaminated with other viruses. So all of that's a big problem.
So I guess bottom line, your patients, your family, you say, no, as a radio show, I can't go on record saying don't get any of those shots, but I hope people find themselves a lot better educated to make an informed decision after all the fine information you've shared with us.
Well, you know, I've worked around infectious patients all my life. I've never taken a vaccine. I rarely got sick. I've never missed a day of work because of illness. I've never gotten the flu. So you use good nutrition, your immune system stays healthy, and you don't have to worry about all these things.
Dr. Blaylock, so much appreciated. I hope you'll be back again soon. Next week, I will replay in that show with Dr. Jim LaValle, the one that had some transmission problems. And if you want to hear the one with Dr. Hyla Kass, go to the archives. It was on the 19th. And we'll see you again real soon, I hope.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. Realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536.